Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The same Lord and Savior who came to his disciples in the midst of the storm now comes to us in the midst of these difficult times. Where two or three are gathered in my name, he says, there am I among them. What he said to his disciples on that stormy night, he also says to you. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. These are words that we need to hear. Our Lord's word to us is so powerful that we are drawn in to his speaking. Here we are, with dry ground under our feet. And yet we know exactly what it is to have the stormy seas of this life raging around us a long way from the safety of the shore. Here we are in the calm and still of this sanctuary, and yet in our lives we feel as though beaten and battered by waves. Here we are, sheltered by four walls and a roof, and yet at work and at home, we feel as though we are rowing against a wind that is constantly contrary to us. Our bodies are tired. Our wills are tested. Our hands have grown cold and calloused from working the oars. Outside this morning, a new day dawns, but there's darkness in the world, isn't there? The fourth watch of the night covers the earth. It's no wonder why we identify so deeply with those cold and tired disciples rowing against the storm. In fact, our Lord Jesus wouldn't have it any other way. He would have you see that just as he drew near to them, so this day he draws near to you. The Lord has never been one to desert his people, even when they deserved it. In fact, the entire Bible and all of history behind it testify to the opposite. Where there is sin, where there is trouble, the Lord Jesus draws near to forgive, to give strength. In the garden, when two sinners tremble and the good creation begins to decay around them, he comes near to them in the cool of the day. In the wilderness, where an exiled killer wanders alone, he draws near to him in a burning bush. On a stormy sea where 12 disciples are in great peril, he draws near to them, his feet upon the waves. And even to you, this very day, he draws near, setting his table in your midst. From his lips, there is holy absolution for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. And into your lips he places his very body and blood. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. We might imagine that the disciples were quite terrified by that storm, and maybe they were. But if you listen closely to God's word, he never actually mentions that they were terrified by the wind or the waves, by the darkness or the distance. Only one thing in particular terrifies them. And that, curiously enough, is the sight of Jesus walking toward them. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. Immediately Jesus spoke to them, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." The English doesn't quite capture the full sense of what Jesus says. In Greek, he says, ego, I, me, which is so much closer to I am, I am. This is no ghost. This is God himself, God in the flesh, walking on the sea. By word and by deed, Jesus is proving to his disciples exactly who he is. And by this very same word and deed, he makes himself known to you. He who walks on the waves is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. Do you believe this? Do you believe that the one who comes to you in the midst of the storm is true God and true man? Becoming as you are, so that he might bear your sins and your punishments once and for all on his cross. Do you believe in him? Not only in the big things, but in the small. Do you believe when he says to you, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid? In that moment, as he sat in the boat, Peter heard these words of Jesus, and he did believe. He believed with such an innocent and childlike faith that he said a rather remarkable thing. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying, O you of little faith, why do you doubt? Whether it was wise or not for Peter to get out of that boat in the first place is up for debate. Countless sermons today will challenge Christians to take a leap of faith and get out of the boat for Jesus. But the simple fact is that Peter, whose name means rock, sank like one. The truth is, it wouldn't be any different for you or for me. Like Peter, we believe, sometimes with an innocent and childlike faith. But then what happens? Real life catches up with us, and suddenly Jesus doesn't seem so real anymore. We see the winds blowing and the waves crashing around us. We see the dangers and the perils of a world that is out of our control, and it's all so real. We waver, we doubt, we sink. The Lord might well say to me or to you, O you of little faith, why do you doubt? Why do you doubt? If we listen carefully, God tells us why Peter doubted. He got out of that boat and started walking toward Jesus, but then he saw the wind. He was afraid, and he began to sink. For just a split second, Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. He took his eyes off of the object of his faith. Instead of looking at Jesus, he saw the wind tossing the waves all about him. Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt? Because you take your eyes off Jesus. And you look at the wind that tosses the waves all around you. You take your eyes off Jesus for a split second, and you listen to the gloom and the doom on the news, and you start to sink. You take your eyes off Jesus for a split second and give your attention to the ways that people have wronged you, to the storms in your family, in your workplace, and you start to sink. You take your eyes off Jesus for just a split second and you start thinking about your sin, present and past. The winds of temptation that have blown you into hatred of those leaders that God has given, into evil conversations about others, into shameful and defiling lusts, into stealing from God or cheating your neighbor. The winds blow. You take your eyes off Jesus for just a second, and you start to sink. What is there left for you to do? Cry out, just as Peter did, Lord, save me. And as Jesus once reached out his hand to save his sinking friend, all the more he stretches out his hand of salvation and grabs hold of you. For Peter, being saved meant Jesus dragging him sopping wet back onto the boat. And for you, being saved means Jesus dragging you sopping wet from the baptismal font back into the boat that is his church. He saves you. There's one thing certain, you can't save yourself. So he takes your salvation into his all-powerful hands. The very hands that reached out for Peter are stretched out on the cross for you and for your salvation. The very feet that brought Jesus over the waves to his disciples are pierced to the cross for you and for your salvation. Even though he is true God, he gives himself into death for you. Or rather, because he is true God, he gives himself into death for you. Because in Jesus, we see who God really is. There on the cross, he took all your sins from you. Whatever evil you have spoken, he took into his own mouth. Whatever shameful and defiling things you have done, he took into his own flesh. Whatever you have stolen, he has stolen all guilt from you. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, and your Lord Jesus so loves you that he wouldn't have it any other way. Lord, save me. That's my plea, and it's yours. And just as easily as our Lord and Savior pulled Peter up from the raging sea, so too he will pull you and all who believe in him up from the very grave itself. I give them eternal life and they will never perish, he says, for no one will snatch them out of my hand. When our eyes wander to any place other than Jesus, sin terrifies and death terrifies. But with our eyes on Jesus, sin and death are taken away. And we boldly confess with one voice, I look for the resurrection of the dead. Have the wind and the wave caused you to doubt? Caused you to sink? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Take heart, he says. It is I. Do not be afraid. Amen.